never have my gun figured. Let me do my
36 yard line.
For the love of football. Ready? It's time for victory. We making history. We the new big thing. Ain't no mystery. Believe me when I say the big game's on. Better tune in. That new thing about to take off. Ready to face off. Look me in the eyes. I'm so gay. Ready to.
They're coming to get you.
Crash!
Our final XFL broadcast of the year, Lou. That was an unexpected twist last week.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
They went from going to play a game outside with no audience to completely canceling the whole thing for the rest of the year.
Yes. Yes. It's totally understandable.
All right. So this is a week five controversy that occurred on March 7th, I have to tell you about.
All right, I'm all ears.
The Houston Roughnecks were on their way to 5-0 with a 32-23 lead over the Seattle Dragons, Lou.
Yeah?
Potential league MVP and future New York Giant quarterback P.J. Walker took a knee on 4th-and-23 to run out the clock. However, he was down, so the clock should have had two more seconds on it. They could have thrown a desperation to tie the game because they have that option of the 3-point extra point.
Uh-huh. So
the officiating supervisor for the game, Wes Booker, he was reassigned.
As he should have been, I guess. As he should have been.
So the league ends with a little controversy.
Oh, there. It's not ended, it's postponed.
Postponed.
It doesn't end until the bookie says I don't have that bet anymore. That's when it's over.
So, Lou, did you know the Battle Hawks nickname for their venue that they played in?
The Hawk's Nest.
Ooh, that's close. It was the Battle Dome.
The Battle Dome.
Just something out of Mad Max. So that was the nickname for the Dome of American Center where the Battle Hawks played. They are saying, imagine the scenario that the team would have been potentially hosting a playoff game in St. Louis. That could have brought the league over the top, I think.
Yes.
Because they would have had a full house and,
yeah.
You know, that's basically what football is, getting the full house. All right, according to CBSSports.com, the XFL, unlike so many startup leagues that we talked about this whole year, was actually working, Lou. It was, at least to those on the inside, structured solidly enough to survive. Interesting. From the creative broadcast decisions, live mics on countless coaches, players, and officials, to creative, to actual broadcast partner ESPN and Fox, national TV, taking it out, putting it on every week. Everything contributed to the pervading belief that the XFL was more than capable of succeeding. Lou, back in 2021.
Definitely back in 2020.
You think
not with the defeatist attitude, for crying out loud.
We're going to play that championship
game. We're going to play that goddamn game, for crying out loud. The Battle Hawks are not going down.
Well, that's what they should do. They should do the division games and do the, all right. There you go. The hot mic of the week, Lou. You like this segment. Your favorite New York Guardian, QB Matt McGroin.
Wait a minute. Now, I noticed he was out when they won. You know, this is where you guys got to step it up in the print newspaper here, guys. Well,
this happened about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he complained to his offensive coordinator, since December, I've been bringing up the lack of game plan. I'd said we were going to bleep last week. I don't want to name names, but that was Matt McGroin on the sidelines.
And did he play the last game?
I don't know.
I don't think he did. They had another quarterback in there.
And our final XFL piece of news is a hot mic moment from the NFL. The first game with the Bears and Packers. When I was doing my research, I found this out. Right after a Bears punt early in the game, the mic picked up, I never had my butt fingered.
It was a different time.
It was a different time before the hot mic. But it did get a laugh from Al Michaels. He had to crack up. He cracked up in the middle of the game.
Jack Brickhouse.
All right. What's your topic, Lou? Your topic, Lou? We're living in history, Lou. What do you think about living in history?
I love living in history.
All right. We talked about the other day, our generation, the our age group has gone through a lot of shit.
Boomers. Boomers survive.
Right. Okay, boomer.
God damn right.
I don't think there's much to say else about that. Show your power rankings of the week.
Yes.
If you had to power rank the following four East Coast food icons, Lou, what order would you put them in? Are you ready?
Yes.
The Philly cheesesteak, the Maine lobster roll, the grinder sandwich, and the New York deli pastrami on rye. What would you put? Oh, this is a tough one for Lou, who comes from the East Coast, who's had all these foods.
Pastrami.
That's four.
Pastrami is four.
You don't like the big pile of meat?
Well, I like the big pile of meat, but in the what you got going there. So what do we got left here? We got lobster roll.
Got the Philly cheesesteak, the lobster roll, the grinder.
I'm going to put the cheesesteak at three.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Philadelphia, you're coming to beat up Lou Dickman.
I'll go with the grinder as number two.
There we go. Yeah, the Maine lobster roll.
Number one. Yes, you, indeed.
You
with the square bun.
You gotta fancy elitist. Yes. You fancy elitist. You're going with lobster.
Yeah.
Lou's going with lobster. He's not even going with the meat product for number one, everybody. It's the Maine lobster roll.
It is meat. Ask any vegetarian.
Where? Yes, exactly. Where do you get the best Maine lobster roll, Lou?
It's been years. I think the last one I had was in Maine.
All right. The state of Maine.
Coincidentally.
Yes.
Yes. At Five Islands.
Five Islands in Maine, in the state of Maine.
Yes.
What place in Maine there?
Five Islands.
Okay. Five Islands. Look it up on your Google. Have you ever been to Rhode Island, the smallest state in the Union?
Many times.
Many times have you traversed the entire state?
Many times.
All right. Lou's been in Rhode Island. Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week
and go XFL! Official bar.
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Clipped Wing Service. When you have Battlehawk wings that need to be clipped, see Lou! And remember, one more time,
XFL at Sovereign Liquor, 6202 North Broadway, your official Chicago XFL sponsor.
That's right, the official headquarters of the XFL. Highlight, leave it all on the line, just the way that you like it.